Welcome, Nash. Welcome, viewers, to another thrill-packed, thrill-infused episode of Wicked Empire, our 5th edition campaign here on the Glass Cannon Network. This you know, stuffed crust pizza, how it has the cheese in the crust? That's this show, but with thrills. Thrills have been squirted into the crust of this show. So every bite is just cheesy, good fun. Let me reintroduce my incredible cast. We have Claire Grant, Nora Ibrahim, Sid Emanuel, and Ross Bryant. What's up, guys?
Hey.
Hi.
Did you bring us pizza?
Yeah. Oh, man. I shouldn't have mentioned pizza. Oh,
it's coming?
Did you
not?
We're gonna get pizza?
Yeah, so each of you all four of you, go to your front door right now.
Okay, I would imagine if you're like, check under your seat.
It's been there 3 days.
I put it there a week ago.
Yeah. Guys, I wish I had gotten us pizza, but don't worry. Well, when we take a break, we'll have some. Claire, and you and I were talking, we're getting toward the end of the show, of the campaign, at least the stopping point that we've agreed on, 10 episodes, right? And you said you had weird notes so far. What's so weird? But what's on your notepad that's so weird?
I mean, they're just silly, you know, ridiculous. I have like they're titled, like my pages are titled Pleasure Dome and Drug Lab and Drug Fields. And it's like, we have freed slaves. We have found skunt.
Definitely not a notepad you want, like, just someone to just find.
No, I have a question here that says, what's the secret recipe? Dragon blood.
at least you've definitely been paying attention. I definitely wouldn't want someone to find a notepad I had that said drug lab, freed slaves, like that.
Claire, it's good you kept up to date notes, because when you mentioned notes, I was like, oh, I was taking notes somewhere. It's like a draft email. This is apparently how I was taking notes. And my last note, folks, just says, Bember charters the boat. Do you guys remember Bember?
Quite a ways ago.
Character.
That's generally what I do when I'm a player, is like, I stop taking notes somewhere midway through the first time we play. And then when I look back, I'm like, I know who charted the boat. So I know that.
I got ADHD. So mine are like random words here and there from like 3-4 games that I'm playing all in one notebook. That's not the one we're doing today. Nope. I don't know what that means.
Yeah. Nora's just going to suddenly be like, I use my obfuscate discipline to make my vampire invisible.
I do have vampire notes in here somewhere. I was like, why is this in here?
Yeah.
I made the mistake of taking all my notes on note cards, which means that they slowly just start turning into little doodles. And it's the ravings of a madman.
I agree. We have to get all these
together.
They're
like tabbed, you know? Ooh. So I like know which game is which. And I have like a whole way of keeping my notes. My brain is, I need it in order to function.
I feel like we're That's in school awesome. And now I'm looking at everybody else's notebooks and I'm like, I'm doing a bad job. He has no cards. She has tags.
I wish I could just like pan over right now and you guys would see one of those like conspiracy boards, like out of a movie.
The string.
How does that help them figure things out? The string touches this, so
it's a metaphor for it being all connected.
It's a metaphor for it's a metaphor for set dressers wanting to be important. Well, guys, I'm so glad that we've kept such detailed notes because it's time to play some Wicked Empire, Dungeons and Dragons 5th edition, the world's greatest role playing game. Let me give you a brief, and I mean brief, recap, which is to say that last episode, your characters infiltrated the Pleasure Dome. The Pleasure Dome, where they have these great gladiatorial combats between guard drakes. It's kind of like a cockfight, like an illegal cockfight, but with guard drakes. And there's a casino, and you knew perhaps that Mother Khanna would be there that night. Mother Khanna is your antagonist, the boss, the evil crime boss that you've come to this island to destroy, to stop. Why did you come here? Because she is spreading the drug Black Rainbow all over the Moogian Empire. the drug that only she sells, Black Rainbow, has addicted so many people in the movie and Empire and turned them into junkies. So Ross's first character, Grinson, was sent by an intelligence organization called the Looking Glass to put together a team to go to the island of Temple Bay, where she makes her headquarters, and stop her. Grinson, unfortunately, fell when you explored the drug lab, but the party soldiered forward. You found Grinson's contact on the island, another agent who had been deeply embedded named Skunt, and together, through a series of adventures, you came here to the Pleasure Dome. You fought your way through the Pleasure Dome. You interrupted a big fight. You ran down onto the into the arena. You got into the back hallways of the Pleasure Dome. You fought your way into the VIP section. You cornered Mother Kana, the final boss, question mark, in a back bedroom where sex workers ply their trade. She was just about, she was doing some kind of spell on a mirror in the room. The mirror started to ripple, but before she could do anything, wait, which one of you shattered the mirror into a million pieces?
Was it?
I think it was Fish.
I think it was Fish.
I think it was so, Fish. Yeah. Either way, you shattered the mirror. Whatever she was doing, she couldn't escape, and you fought her to a draw, or rather, you kicked her ass. But basically, she finally stopped you and said, "If you kill me, you'll never stop Tethy." Tethy, of course, is the blue dragon that is the enemy of Fish's Claire's character, a tabaxi monk. His monastic order is the Monks of the Waking Dream. They are always at odds with another monastic order, the Thunder Breath Monks, or the Tethian Order, who worship and serve their master, the blue dragon Tethy. And he has something to do with this. He has something to do with the disappearance of Fish's master. And Mother Kana has told you, if you hurt her, if you destroy her, if you kill her, you'll never stop Tethy. So I'd like to set the scene right now. You're in this back room. There's a shattered mirror. There's shattered glass everywhere. It's like all over the place, reflecting of the shadows of the weird lighting back here. This is like the smell of incense fills the air. You're in a seedy back room where every forbidden pleasure is given to the customers for the right price. Customers that you posed as customers to get in here. And Mother Kana lays on the ground before you up against a wall. I think that your attacks were so shatteringly powerful that, like, you know, the plaster is still kind of dropping down and there are cracks in the wall from where you hit her with incredible magic and blows. And Mother Kana, how to describe her? She looks like Charlize Theron, but with enormous curling black horns coming out of her head. And yes. And then she's wearing a combination between armor, like, oh God, what a scary, like, heavy metal armored warrior that is. But also, like, there's also elements of it that seem like a really luxurious evening gown, like you would wear to, I don't know, the Met Gala.
Black tie armor.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And so she has just said to your party, and I know that you're hurting everybody. I know that you have lost a lot of I know that you've lost a lot of HP. I know that you have used a lot of your spells. We'll deal with that in a minute. Also, XP. I can also tell you that we did some math with Sid, and you guys aren't quite at level. You haven't quite leveled yet. You're at level 4 still, but hopefully that'll change in the next couple encounters. But right now, just tell me what you, as Mother Kana sits there, her face is bloodied, but she's still kind of smiling, and she goes, "If you destroy me, you'll never stop Tethy. I'm your only hope. I'm the only one that can help you defeat him." What do you do? What do you say?
We should tie her up and search her.
Would you like to do that?
Well,
I know I would
definitely want to tie her up, definitely search her. But I think Fish, like, all of Fish's fur just starts, like, to pricking, like, stands straight up, and, like, Fish sort of, like, growls at her. And he's like, "Where is Thanu?"
Very good. I'm going to allow Kina, our tiefling paladin played by Nora, who was sent specifically by her paladin order to destroy Mother Khanna, because Mother Khanna used to be part of your order, Kina. I'm going to allow you to tie her up. There's definitely, like, you know, there's stuff around that you can tie her up with, unless you have something out of your pack.
At a party like this, I'm sure there's lots of stuff. Okay. There's lots of stuff.
And you're in the bedroom. Yeah.
Great. There's like a pulley up on the ceiling.
Yeah. So, okay, that is all canon now. So, Kina uses all the sexual apparatus in the room to restrain That's Mother right. Khanna. And you are able to search
Take
her.
Take note, deviant art.
No, and I can tell you that.
Sorry. Retract.
Deviant art, please create these images. Okay, so you search her and you find a potion on her and a well, it's like a weird kind of like a beautiful necklace with a big pearl on the end of it is what she's wearing. It's like a perfect sphere. But it has like kind of an amulet, kind of a necklace thing attached to it. That is what you find. And a fish, when you start, and fish is already getting rough with the interrogation and screaming, where is Thanu? And she's like, I can show you. That's why you need me. You'll never defeat Tethi without Thanu. Let me help you.
Oh, you'd better cooperate as I like, bring my wings kind of unfurl like a bat, and I bring my both my hands around her neck, and I unclasp that necklace.
See, you're no better than me, Kina. Oh, you think you have such high principles, but you're no more than another petty thief.
Bix spits on the ground, and she goes, actually, I'm the thief. We need your help. You want us not to kill you. I need to sit down. And Bic kind of slumps into a chair, spits a little bit of blood, wipes her mouth.
Yeah. He's like, and I think you probably want to reason with this lot. I mean, I can't hold them back. They're crazy. And Skunt is like lighting a cigarette with a flame that shoots out of his finger. Just like, please, really, I'm the nice one. You don't want to let me turn this lot loose on you? Why don't you just tell us where he is?
You'll need me to take you there. They're holding Thanu in the Isatis Temple.
We knew that's the northeast side
of the island.
We knew that.
You did know that, yes. But I can get you in. I think it's all gone too far, don't you see? I only wanted to be wealthy, powerful, to have my own island. I got that. She's kind of shaking against the rubber handcuffs and then the harness that you've put her in. She's like, but Tethi, he wants so much more. The Black Rainbow. It's not just an addictive drug. It's a doorway for his mind. Inside the Mirror Realm, Tethi, he can project his thoughts into everyone who is addicted to the drug. He can create a hive mind, an army of junkies that will do his every bidding. I've managed to keep him at bay for a little while. I told him now is not the time. The drug is not widespread enough. But he's anxious. He's not listening to me anymore. We have to act against him now.
Jed, as seeing as Skunt was the one who was like fully mind bent under the control of some aspect of this drug, is her description of this sound familiar to? Was he, when he was under the sway of it, was he hearing the voices of some other mind pulling his strings?
Yeah, but it wasn't like it wasn't like you felt like you were controlled totally. It was like just occasionally you heard like conversations between this woman's voice and another voice, you know, and it sounded like they were far off.
Could I insight check her whole spiel right now?
Yeah,
I
want to know. Could.
I'm trying to see if Because she's to me, she's making it sound like, oh, you know, I didn't have anything to do with this. I was trying to be the good guy here, and I don't really buy that.
Okay, great. Yeah.
I rolled a 19.
She, that's a success, of course, Kina. And you can tell that she's actually telling the truth. That she's actually telling the truth. That she just wanted to be a super powerful drug lord with her own island. She never thought that this black rainbow that she had created with the help of Tethy would actually be a great occult matrix that will allow Tethy to take over the Moovian Empire. And she's pleading with you now. She's like, I don't want to live in a world where every mind belongs to him. Where's the fun in that? I want people to be angry with me. And then I want to watch their faces fill with fear as I crush them under my heel. That won't happen in a world where a blue dragon controls everyone's mind.
My friends, I think she's right.
Kana looks right into your eyes again, Kina, and is like, I know that they sent you to kill me, so I'll make you this promise. After we've taken care of Tethy by rescuing Thanu, I will allow you to fight me, woman to woman, to try to fulfill your oath. To the death, of course. Yes.
You have yourself
a deal. Right now, you're in... Oh, very good. A deal. But right now, you're in no shape to take on anything. I suggest a rest. And then, the temple.
I go spit in my hand to go and shake her hand and realize she's bound. So I just kind of high-five her with that.
You just you just activate one of the weird toys that was hanging from her and it just...
Oh, something's buzzing.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Might also want to get a little cleanup crew here.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, actually,
so should we just sleep in this room and take turns guarding her to make sure she doesn't kill us while we sleep?
That sounds like a plan. She says if you untie her, she can kind of call off her guards, which we'll probably be coming to find out if she's okay very soon.
Why does she need to be untied for that? Why can't she just be calling from the other side of the room, having a good time,
you know,
without her dragon clothes on?
I control an army. You would have me hang here like this, humiliated?
I would rather actually take my claws that are already caked full of the dried blood of everyone who works for you and use them to rip out your throat. So yes, you're going to stay tied and you are going to yell at your people to let them know that we're good, you're good, and you just want to have a little sexy time with the door shut.
No, stop. Please don't. You can't. You see, I can't hold him back. It's not... I can't do it.
There's a point to be made. Hold on. I'm thinking clearly. My head is full of blood, but I'm thinking clearly. We have to keep up appearances. Unfortunately, she's right. If the dragon can somehow see through others' eyes or know what's going on, we're going to lose our advantage. Our advantage is that we have the upper hand by having her. As long as you stick to your part of the deal. And Bic points her small dagger at Kana.
You have nothing to fear from me. I simply want to retain control of my army and my island and be able to still distribute drugs in mass quantities to the populace of the Empire of Mu. Other than that, you know, if you let me do those things, we're cool. Suddenly there is a knock on the door and the person behind it doesn't wait for it to open. And it is it's a group of hobgoblins from the Red Wave. And they look at it and it's like, Mother Kana! And they start pulling their weapons and she's like, Stop! How dare you enter here when I am entertaining my guests? You will exit at once and return to your posts or I will have you all decapitated! And they're like, oh, sorry, Mother Kana. Shut the door.
Bic slaps her own ass and is like, no, don't.
Ah, yes, that's so good. That's the way that I like. Very good. And so are you going to rest?
Yeah.
Okay. And you're going to watch her carefully, keep her tied up.
Uh-huh. That's yeah. the idea.
Very good. Then let's just skip ahead. Everybody, I'm not, you know, she's dealing with the guards for you, basically. And you all keep an eye on her. She doesn't try anything funny. And the next day you are healed, you know, back to fighting form.
Could I have at some during our watch have taken a look at that potion to see, does it match potions that we saw in the lab? Is it a different color?
It's a bit different, but you do recognize it because it's labeled. It's a potion of greater healing.
Ooh.
Also, during the rest, I assume like maybe we kind of took turns or something, but Bic would like to talk to Kana for a brief moment. And okay, she says, yeah. Kana, I'm here for an obvious reason, but I'm also here for a not so obvious reason. You have someone in your employment, Striga Blackfoot. She's a satyr. She plays in the band. Does the name ring a bell?
I don't know everybody that works for me. It's an enormous organization. But I think you're talking about, yes, a satyr. Yes, I recall a satyr. What of her?
Well, considering how powerful you are and that you're in charge of everything, I'd like a word with her. In fact, I'd like a few words. In fact, I'd like to take her.
You want to take her with you when you leave?
In a way. She owes me.
Very well. I have no allegiance to her. She owes me, and she was working off her debt.
Fuck.
You can talk to Striga Blackfoot.
A debt, you say, meaning she has no money.
That's right. She spent it all here in the Pleasure Dome. A sad and all too common story, I'm afraid.
Well, Kana, I'm afraid then you and I now have a debt. It has transferred over to you. The money was not hers. It was mine.
You want money? Oh, look at these heroes. No more than gutter snipes and muggers, all of you. You're a bandit. Ugh, I wouldn't wipe my heel on the likes of you. Sure, you can have gold. Take gold when you leave. What do I care as long as I retain control of the island?
Bic smiles and she has like a gold tooth in between in the back towards her molars, the widest smile she's given. And she says, never said I was a hero. Always been a gutter rat. Nothing against that. And once Keen is done with you, I highly doubt that you'll be thinking about gold or much of anything when your head is smashed against the pavement. So thank you so much for the words saying I can take whatever I want. That's all. Good night. And then Bic goes back to sleep.
Very good. This interview is ended. It's hard for Kana to be intimidating while hanging from the ceiling like that. But soon the night has, unless anybody else has some business that they want to deal with Kana. Okay, very good. So the night has passed, or the hours you need to heal rather have passed. Please return your characters to their fighting form. The spells are restored, HP is restored, and now it is for the wee hours of the morning. And Kana is like, awaken, wake up. Did someone cast a sleep spell on you? Wake up! I can hear Tethy in my head. You can hear him too, can't you, half-elf?
Yeah.
Yes,
I can hear him in the back of my mind thanks to what you lot did to me.
He's calling for me. We have to go. We have to go to the temple now.
All right. Are we dressing up or something? Or are we just showing up? Isn't that going to look a bit odd?
Just let me get you close enough, and then, yes, it's going to look odd. It's going to, Look, it's not going to be easy, all right? But I can get us inside the temple gates past the Red Wave guards.
What's the plan?
You guys can come up with a plan if you want. You can decide to dress a certain way to try to infiltrate the place. I'm afraid that, well, let me see. Let's do a chance of her having like costumes for all of you that are convincing. Here in the back of the Pleasure Dome somewhere. Let me take a look.
Well, for us before.
Mm-hmm. We took out a bunch of her guards. We could just grab whatever they're wearing, throw it on top of whatever we're wearing, and be
also,
her little...
There were people in the temple, right? Like, they dressed a certain way.
There are people in the temple. They are the Thunder Breath monks, the Tethian Order. Yeah. So there's lots of people in there. Right now she just wants you to cut her down and she'll help you get like, you know, some disguises on.
Okay.
If you do that, then whoever is best at deception can roll to see how well their disguises went.
That might be me.
I'm plus 3 in deception. What are you?
Plus 6.
Oh, there you go. I'm proficient if you want me to assist you though.
All right.
I'm not,
I am also proficient. I'm an undercover agent. Deception's
do
the
this
of the game.
Then. How well did you roll, fish? Did you just roll it?
Oh, I'm not good at all.
You didn't do it. Okay, so
no, I did. I rolled a 3.
Oh, that's bad. That's super bad. Okay, so fish is like trying to. Well, it's hard to disguise a 6 foot tall cat, anyway. Yeah. But I think that's the problem. Fish is like, I can help you. I'm good at this, and then nothing you do is making fish not look like a tabaxi. But Skunt, you can still roll to see how well you're able to disguise your friends.
All right, an unnatural 20.
Ooh, that's pretty good. So you all are now dressed in the livery of the guards that you killed on your way in here, and you've cleaned off the blood and hidden the damage as much as you can, and you feel pretty confident that you look convincing, and Mother Kana can now lead you into the temple. Mm-hmm. Is everybody ready to go?
Yeah.
Ready.
Okay, very good. Then I'm going to move us over to the temple, and you can see the temple now, or you should be able to. And you are on. You walk across the entire compound. You go out the back door of the Pleasure Dome, out a back secret entrance, and you walk along the paths that cover the island. These great stone walkways that have been put into the island. And you go past beautiful palm trees, and there's the scent of tropical flowers in the air everywhere you go. And you see bright, beautiful butterflies and buzzing insects zipping past here on a cool morning on the Isle of Temple Bay. And you think, boy, what a beautiful place that has been marred by disgusting, foul, and putrid evil.
Mm-hmm.
And now you are coming up to the temple itself. And at the entrance to the temple are 2 Red Wave guards. Do you see them here and here?
Mm-hmm.
And then beyond that, you can get into the courtyard. And beyond that, you can see past the trees, past the 2 columns that mark the entrance gate, there is a burbling fountain in the courtyard you can see ahead of you. And it's spilling out the brightest, bluest, clear water. And so now I'm going to ask you move your characters up to where the guards are standing. Mother Kana is there, and she is going to everybody can move themselves up. Yeah, perfect. Put yourselves where you'd like to go, because anytime you are disguised and trying to pull a fast one, combat could break out at any minute. So we know that Skunt's disguise roll was a 20. Mm-hmm. The Red Wave guards come forward, but you know what? Mother Kana is going to help. She's going to cover for you as well, and so these guards get a penalty die to see if they can see through your disguises. So Mother Kana is like, I have business with Granor. Let us through immediately. And they're like, yes, Mother Kana. But then they look over at the rest of you, and you're all in your little guard outfits. And let's see.
And
how
I think
they...
on the walk up, Scud was like cutting his eyes over to fish in the water and seeing like some orange fur like sticking out from behind the mask, and it's just like, watch that.
Rips his paw and just like tries to like take the back of his paw and slick his fur under the outfit.
Oh boy. Okay. So they succeeded, but they're rolling at disadvantage. So here comes the second roll. Holy shit. I cannot fucking believe this. Even with a disadvantaged roll, they managed to see through the costumes. I think it's fish. I think that there's a tabaxi in a hobgoblin uniform, and they just notice it immediately. And one of them goes, "Mother Kana, are you a hostage?" And they start pulling their blades. And so I'm going to let everybody roll initiative, and we'll see.
Oh man. Dang it.
It happened the second.
He's allergic to cats. He just starts sneezing.
Right away.
So let me see here. Yes.
Oh no.
Fish rolled an 18.
Okay. Fish is at 18.
Skunt also rolled an 18.
Okay, Skunt's at 18.
I rolled a 7.
7 for poor Kina.
Okay. I rolled a nat 20 for a 23. A wasted nat 20.
Okay, and so Bick goes first. And these guys are guards. You've dealt with these Red Wave guards the whole time you've been in Temple Bay, and it looks like they're just like kind of pulling their weapons. I would say that you guys probably had, you know, you were disguised, but you probably had something ready under your clothes. I'm going to give you the benefit of the doubt that much. And so let's start with Bick. Can you take these guys out before they raise an alarm? Let's find out.
I don't think so. I think Bick is just going to swiftly run up. She was kind of leading the caboose. She's going to run up to the guard on the right hand side of the doorway and just quickly pull her dagger out and stab upward, trying to get underneath the helmet.
Very good. Yeah, these Red Wave guards, they wear like, it's almost like samurai clothing, you know, like those long armored jackets, and like they have like these lacquered red masks over their hobgoblin faces. And you run up and you try to shove a dagger up under that mask. Go ahead and give me the attack roll.
That's going to be that's a 14.
Yeah.
Oh, nice. Okay.
That's not a hit because these guys are so well armored. I'm sorry. I said yeah because I was like, yes, you did roll the die.
Yeah, you did roll a 14 and it was bad.
Wait, let me make sure, but I'm pretty sure that's not going to do the business. Yeah, their armor class is too high for that because they have good armor. So you miss. So you're tangling with this guy. You're trying to get your knife up under his mask, and he is it's banging off the side of the mask, and it's not getting any flesh.
And then as my bonus, seeing as I didn't make a connect, I'm going to roll sideways and hide into the bush.
Okay, great. That's kind of a palm tree, but there is foliage there. There is foliage there that you can hide behind, so you can do that, Beck. I love that. You go over, this isn't working. Roll away. That's some real good rogue stuff right there. Okay, so Bick has acted, and now we come to our friends Fish and Skunt. I think it's Fish first. Go for it, Fish.
Okay, so Fish is going to, with his tail, he's going to reach for his monk staff, and he's going to whip it around, and he's going to smash it on the guy on the right that I think Bick tried to get at. Just like come straight down on his head.
Okay, great. So move right over to him, or do you have enough reach? You don't even have to go from where the spot you're in.
I might just take a step forward and...
How'd you do?
I rolled a 1.
Okay.
Oh, no.
So what I'm going to rule is that your 1 roll means that not only do you miss, but your entire costume goes to pieces. Like, there's no way you guys can get this like disguise back on Fish and make him look like he is not a tabaxi monk that has invaded the temple. So, unfortunately, that's what happened there. And it looks like the alarm's going to be raised, and this is going to be tough. But
great.
We still have some opportunities. Skunt, it's your turn.
Oh, wait. Even though I hit a one, I think I get to go again because it's part of my thing, right? Are you going to let me do that even though I rolled a one, my unarmed strike?
I will. You know, normally I might say you couldn't because of the one, but I ruled that the costume was the casualty there. So go ahead. You can attack again.
Okay. Fish, as Fish like tried to hit him with the quarterstaff and lost his outfit, instead he like whips the quarterstaff back around with his tail and then takes his claws and tries to like claw at the guy instead in the face.
Perfect.
Oh my god, and he rolled a natural 20.
Whoa.
Okay.
Wow.
That's a hit, of course. And because these are just like little minion grunt guys that are just here to watch the doorway to the temple. Well, let's see how much damage you do. Roll your damage and double it.
Roll my damage and double it. Okay.
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
So yeah, this gun I think was doing the like trees it.
17 damage.
Okay, so nice. Fish, you lose any pretense of being you know, in costume, in disguise. But as you rip free and you miss with your staff, you come back around with your claws, you shatter his mask and dig furrows of flesh across the hobgoblin's face. Blood spurts out of his eyes and nose as he goes, and hits the ground, too in shock to act anymore. His body lays there, kind of shuddering and shaking as he falls into unconsciousness. The other hobgoblin's eyes go really wide in his mask. But that was Fish's turn, and Skunt goes before any of the enemies. Skunt, can you stop this guy from raising the alarm?
Great. I think that... So, seeing Fish burst out of their armor and then go full cat attack, I think Skun is going to try this. He just kind of steps out from behind what's obscuring him and does a message, a cantrip of communication. So this guy just sees Skun step out and point at him and then hears in his mind, like,
"Stand down. Drop your weapon. Look at your friend. You really think that's worth it?"
And maybe just I'll intimidate.
Let's try it.
Yeah.
All right. That is a 16.
16 is way better than what he rolled to kind of keep his nerve. Mother Kana is going to assist you just a little bit by going like, "Run, dog!" It's not his turn yet. Actually it is. It's his turn after you. So once she yells that and you say that to him, he starts running off through the bushes away from here. He doesn't want any part of that. He's a mercenary. He just wants money. He doesn't want to lose his face. Okay, so he has run off. And the way into the temple is clear, but Fish is no longer. Fish is no longer.
Well, can I put on the red guy's armor? The red armor from the guy at the door?
Oh, you or guys just. You love pitch. Putting on armor.
Maybe, this dragon we're going to see is like your mortal enemy or whatnot, right? Maybe you're not a god. Maybe you're our prisoner. Yeah.
Fish sort of like bristles at that idea and grumbles. Fine.
The classic ruse.
Classic. Good.
I think it makes sense to me. And I'll, as the guy's running away, I turn back with my crossbow and still fire at his leg.
Yeah, great.
Rob initiative, but don't want anybody running off. It's a dirty 20 to hit.
Yeah, oh, did you? Cool. You did hit with a dirty 20. How much damage do you do?
Oh my god! 11 points of damage.
Wow, you take him out.
We're out of initiative, but I kill that man.
We don't need him squealing.
You actually hit him in the leg. He falls bleeding out way out in the bushes. You can just hear him softly moaning somewhere out in the like jungle and the foliage, and now everybody needs to make a perception check.
Yeah.
Oh boy.
Oh, hot.
15.
19.
15 as well.
All right. Let me see.
I got an 8. I'm in the bushes. I can't see shit.
Okay, the 19 people noticed that there were two monks very quietly on the other side of all this greenery that is right along the path into the temple. Two monks are sneaking up from the side to take a look at what's going on over here. And Kana, let's see if Kana sees them. She does not. So those of you, who got the 19?
Just me.
Skunt. Skunt, mm-hmm. You see these guys kind of creeping up. And let me describe them for you. They are wearing kind of like robes of like a martial art, like Shaolin monk. But they always have like a bright blue somewhere in the costume. One of them has a almost completely blue uniform. The other one just has like a sash of bright blue wrapped around his like largely gray uniform. And they are tattooed. So they have like runes tattooed on their faces or around their neck or like around their bicep. And they are coming, and it looks to you, Skunt, right now, being the super spy that you are, that they're just worried about what that sound was of that fighting, like what could it possibly be going on over here. So they're not yet sort of at full, like, we're coming to kill you. But they are being super quiet, which is why it's a good thing Skunt rolled a 19. What would you like to do, Skunt?
I'm going to cast... okay. I'm going to cast Minor Illusion and conceal the dead body. So the dead body just turns into the ground.
Great. I'll allow it. You do that, and yep, the dead body disappears. And it just looks like it's like some bushes and some grass, right, Skun? Is that what you're saying?
That's right. And if, but it's the kind of thing where if they touched it, if they interact with it in any way, they'll know what it is. But it's, and this doesn't last very long. But this is just to buy us some more time.
Okay, so and I'm gonna confirm, Bic, you're staying hidden, right?
Yeah, I also rolled low on perception, so I think I'm not sure if the fight's over, so I'm still hidden for that reason as well.
Okay, great. These monks come forward and they notice Kana, and they're like, "Mother Kana, to what do we owe this visit?" And she's like, "I demand to see Granor immediately." They're like, "You demand nothing of our master. Granor goes where the wind and the storms blow him." And she's like, "Enough of your riddles. Have him meet me in the courtyard immediately." And they go, "Very well, we shall pass your words along to him." And they start to move into the temple.
And about the second their back is turned, there's a dead body behind them. And if you can see behind the mask that Skunt's wearing, it's just like concentration sweat like pouring down his face. Like, okay, that was too close.
Alright, guys, so Kana looks at you and is like, "The way is clear." They're holding Thanu in a cell in the back northeastern corner of the temple. We can enter through the building to the right. And you can see, of course, like when you peek in to the temple here, there's a big massive courtyard. The monks that you just spoke to are moving through it back to the northwest side of the temple complex, and there's a monk who's just kind of unloading like tuber vegetables off of a cart here in the courtyard right here. But if you go to the right, there are doorways. There's a doorway into the buildings that are on the eastern side of the temple.
Cool.
Kana's gonna lead the way. She's gonna walk up to the door to get in here, but she's aware that these monks are still moving through, and she can't look like she's sneaking around.
Great. Right. On the way in, I might try to hustle that guy that we whacked into the underbrush by the door, and then follow.
Done. That's done. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Skunt climbs into the brush with the body, and I'm like, "Oh. Are we done?
Oh.
Is it over?
Thought you gave us the slip."
What? Oh, no, I couldn't hear a thing in here. Oh, it's a great place for the body. Nice, good thinking. All right, yeah, tap him on the back. Teamwork
makes a dream work and all that. Let's go.
Fish looks at them and is like, who's going to hold me prisoner?
Oh. Fish, I will. I'll hold your tail. Is that inappropriate? I'll hold your arms.
Scruff of my neck.
Oh, okay. Yeah, sure. Whatever.
It's fine.
I hold it. Do you like this?
Yeah, just a little.
Fish just kind of goes limp.
Fish just starts purring.
Yeah, I hold it. Like, stop purring. You can't like it.
Yeah, I think Bic is like, Bic, you're just realizing what a strange creature Fish is. Reeking of booze. Full Jim Henson's Creature Shop appearance, and when you get rough with him, he starts to purr loudly. Okay.
Also, his fur is so thick, I like lose my hand. I'm just like, whoa, did not realize it was this soft.
This is a great scene for any of those viewers out there that are shipping Bic and Fish. DeviantArt, we want to see it. So yeah. Let us see your drawings. Okay, so yes, go ahead.
I'll just say that Kina moves forward and walks over to this beautiful fountain in the center of the courtyard. And I want to take a closer look at this water that's in it, but I'm going to pretend like I'm going to rummage through to find a coin, like I'm about to make a wish. But I'm really just using that as I want to take a closer look.
Very, very interesting. Okay, so when you get to the fountain and you put your hand in, you realize that, first of all, you can see your reflection perfectly in this water when you look down into it, my friend Kina. Like, it's almost like a perfect mirror. And even though the water is kind of burbling out of it, like, it doesn't really disturb the surface that much. You can see the clouds reflected above you in the blue sky, and that's why it's so deeply blue. When you stick your hand into it, give me a arcana check.
Ooh. Mm. This is not good. I rolled a 10.
Okay, you're not sure what's going on, but when you stick your hand into the water, there's something strange. Like, it doesn't quite feel like your hand is going into just regular H2O. It feels like it's waiting in energy. Like, you're dipping your hand in some sort of strange otherworldly energy, but with a failed arcana check, you can't tell exactly what the significance is.
I would like to look up and try to make eye contact with Skunt,
mm-hmm.
but without saying anything, just mm-hmm. kind of widen my eyes at him and look okay. down at the water.
And at which point I will walk over and maybe do the same, look down and see what I can discern. And I roll a 19. Arcana.
This isn't just a... Scott, very well done. This isn't just a fountain, obviously. This is a conduit. This is a doorway to another world. Another Whoa. Place.
Oh,
this fountain in particular.
This fountain in particular appears to be, yes.
Great. And I maybe whisper to my...
Look, never really... paid attention too much I'm on all the organic lessons, but I know enough to know that that's not a fountain, that's a door.
Do you think it's similar to the mirror that Kana tried to jump into?
I mean, what is Arcana if not paying attention to coincidences? Yeah,
good job, Skunt.
Oh, thanks. I don't get a lot of positive feedback.
Speaking of Mother Kana, she waltzes up to you. So these monks have moved back into another section of the quarters to kind of go talk to their master Granor. Mother Kana is like motioning to all of you, like, you'll never defeat Tethi without Thanu. Come, he's this way.
Right.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay.
Very good. You head into a room, and we will lighten that up, that room, so that you can see it. But you head into a room that is a full It's a full banquet, yeah, area for banquets. They're very simple. They are still monks, even though they're evil. So it's a full kind of place where they have their dinner. And then she takes you into a hallway beyond that. And there you see two monks of the Tethian Order sitting and waiting to make your acquaintance when you go through that door into that area. Yes, there they are. So she looks back at you like, I guess I'll handle this again, and waltzes up to them and is like, Granor has allowed me the permission to interrogate the dragon. Please stand aside. My guards and I will enter. And now they get a roll to see if they buy this. Well, first, let's use Mother Kana's deception. She rolled very well. They're going to get a roll to see if they buy this, but let me know what you guys are doing, because that will affect it.
I think if those of us who are around Fish might laying it on pretty thick, just like, easy, you quiet scum.
Fish just enough out of you.
Would someone like to, okay, so you guys are playing your roles, you're acting. Would someone like to roll deception? And I'll, if it's successful, I might give these guys a disadvantage.
All right.
Ross.
All right, here we go. Oh, man, the dice is hot. I rolled a 25.
Nice. Oh, shit. Okay, let's see. I am going to give them a disadvantage here. But
you're
I am
deceptive.
Still, I'm still going to give them a chance because, you know, why does she want to take a prisoner in with them? And that's actually what they're asking them. Like, you are taking a prisoner to see the prisoner? And let's see how they do. Come on, monks. Nope. They buy it. And so they're like, well, they buy it this far. One of them is like, I will go talk to Granor. Please wait here. And he leaves. And the other one sort of is buying it, so he's allowing you to go in while the other one goes and consults the master here, Granor. And so you can enter the cell. Would you like to do that?
Yes.
Okay, yes. Who's going in? Because it's not very large. Kana walks in. Kana walks in.
Fish has to go. Fish has to go. Fish has to go.
Yeah. And Skunt walks abreast with Fish.
So Nick stays by the door to watch this guard, and she just stands there in her fake armor and like looks at them.
Fish, go ahead, Fish.
Fish comes into the room and sees that there's no other guards in there, and immediately just like pounces over and nuzzles his big dragon, and it's like, are you okay?
So here is the state of your former master, the brass dragon Thanu. Thanu lays on the ground in the corner of what might be considered a dirty cellar. He seems like half conscious. His eyes are just glowing slits in a way that you've never really noticed before. He's kind of breathing heavily, his massive rib cage moving up and down. And injected into his back and his neck are these enormous tubes that are plugged into pipes that lead out of the complex over to the drug lab where they are you know, using his blood, harvesting his blood to make Black Rainbow. So when Fish nuzzles him, let's see if he's even able to kind of... He can barely speak. He's like, hello? Who was there? The world seems so far away. I am trapped within a dream. Kana looks at you and says, well, he's not going to be much good at fighting Tethi in this state.
We have to untouch him.
Okay, fine. Do any of you understand how these apparatuses work?
I worked in the drug lab for weeks. So I've seen the other end of this
yes,
operation.
You have.
We all have.
And I worked with it intimately, but I don't know that I have the corresponding veterinary dragon skill.
Well, you need to just undo these things, and maybe
rip it from the wall.
And I don't know if this will help, but as Kina reaches into her pocket for that potion that she took from Kana.
Oh, very good. Excellent. So you have a potion of greater healing there. Does anybody have medicine skill or arcana skill to unplug poor Fanu from the apparatus?
I have +2 in medicine.
Okay, that's not nothing. Would you like to use that to attempt to end the phlebotomizing of this poor dragon?
Well, should we detach him first?
That's what the roll would kind of do. It would, like, okay. Safely detach right. him and all of that.
Does anybody else have
medicine?
I'm going to
go ahead and tell you the DC. The okay. difficulty for this is going to be, I think it's going to be 16.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay.
I don't.
But before you roll, I have something else to tell you. But the other thing I'm going to tell you is that, Bic, you can make. You don't need a perception roll for this, actually, Bic. Bic, you notice that there are people moving into your hallway who are kind of curious about what you are doing. And one of them, the blue on his outfit, looks significant. Yeah. And the people with them are the guards that went to fetch, or not the guards, rather, the monks that you met outside. They're coming with them, too.
Okay.
They're all moving down that hallway that leads to the cell. And let's see, here they are. So they're all coming in from that banquet hall and moving down the hallway past crates and boxes toward where you and the monk that was left over were waiting at the cell.
All right, I give a whistle, sort of like high sign whistle back towards the room, and Vic takes a step forward into the hallway and says, "Pardon, Mother Kana is currently working. May I ask you to leave the hallway and clear the way? She's going to exit soon. Thank you."
"Mother Kana has no permission to be in my temple disturbing my prisoner." And this guy moves forward. His skin is white as bone, and he has not an ounce of flesh on him that in excess of just enough to keep his skeleton together. He is the ultimate aesthetic. It looks like he hasn't eaten in probably 19 years. And the blue in his outfit definitely indicates some sort of higher rank. Him are all the monks you've already met so far. And so let's see if your intimidate works.
I think Bic kind of salutes again, because he like kind of saluted toward her. She salutes again back at him, and she goes, "With all due respect, sir, I report to Mother Kana. I do not work for the temple, and I mean no disrespect. And I'm trying to do more of like a persuasion than intimidate. Like, I'm just like, I'm a guard. I'm doing my job. You do your job."
Okay, you can do persuasion if you'd like.
Okay,
I'll allow it. Let's see if you you're able to at least make them not think that you are an enemy, a threat. That's what
a 19 for a 22.
That's really good. So that means that you have succeeded. Here's the best I can give you for that, Bic, because of the situation. Yeah. They ignore you. They don't think that you're a threat, and they move to the back of Skunt, and they're about to look into the doorway. How did you do on your roll, Fish?
Not good. 13.
Okay, so Fish, you unplug Thanu, but something's wrong. Blood, dragon blood, and that means it's really hot, you guys, is pouring out onto the floor of the cell like hot magma, and poor Thanu is going, "Aah!" So, let's roll initiative. Wow, I am such a good dungeon master because I am one of the worst at rolling anything I've ever met. So because of that, people actually get a chance, you know? Let's see. How'd you do? How did you do, Skunt?
17.
And how did you do, Fish?
13.
And how did you do, Kina?
11.
And how did you do, Bic?
12.
And my monks actually did worse than all of that, if you can believe it. So that not means everybody gets a chance to do something before the ruse is discovered. Yes, we've added a little bit of a bleeding icon here to poor Thanu, and if something isn't done soon, he might even die. That's how badly the roll went for you, Fish. So, and these monks are about to be able to look into the cell door and see what's going on in there. So I would like first to hear from Skunt. What are you going to do?
So I'm pretty much the only thing between them and peeking in. So I'll just kind of whip around, and where persuasion fails, maybe intimidation will succeed. And just throw out a, like, Mother Khanna is not to be disturbed. What don't you understand? Do you forget whose island you're on?
Very good. Go ahead and give me that. Go ahead and give me that intimidation roll.
That wasn't as good as before, but I still have a good skill. So, 19.
19. Okay. Okay. So I can tell you that these monks stupidly decide to engage with you. Now they're like yelling at you. You're yelling back at them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, go ahead.
Shouldn't you be praying somewhere? Leave the business to your betters.
And then just really going at them.
Okay, very good. So you're going at them, and they are completely distracted by this. And in fact, Granor, the leader, is sort of like talking to you. He is trying to kind of, you know, use bureaucracy and describe the terms of the treaty with Mother Khanna and all this stuff, instead of just looking into what's actually going on in the cell. And so now we come to Fish. You're next. What do you do?
Fish is going to try again to help Fanu.
Okay.
Oh my god, I rolled a natural 20 plus 2 is 22.
Yeah. Oh, very good. So what you have done is you have stabilized him. And so Fish, you take your paws and you press something up against the wound. What are you using to staunch the wound?
Underneath my other outfit that like came off of my body was the Hawaiian shirt I had on from the beginning with Bic.
Oh, okay. Very
good.
So
I rip that off and I use it to tie up Thanu and help Thanu.
I'm going to allow you to stop the bleeding, but here's the deal: you're going to take damage because this is wickedly hot blood that is pouring all over your poor paws, and it's not so hot that you can't use rags to kind of bind it, but it will kind of do some damage to you. So let's see, it does. Well, how hot? Hey, can someone look up the chart that tells you what happens when you try to stop the bleeding of a brass dragon and its blood gets all over you? JK, I'll just wing it. I think it's going to be this much. It's going to be
2 damage.
10 damage.
Yay!
yep, 10 damage. So you are literally hurting to save your master. You are literally, your hands are burning, your claws and your fur is all getting kind of like scorched off to help him. But you have stopped the bleeding. He's not going to just bleed out and die now. And that brings us to Bic.
Okay. I am going to sneak behind these guys since they have counted me out as being part of anything. I just want to shoot them. Should I just start shooting them? This seems like a bad idea.
You certainly could. They ignored you. Your persuasion was enough for them to think you weren't a threat or someone to worry about. So would you like to just start shooting them, or would you like to wait for the shit to hit the fan?
I don't know. I feel like it'd be good to draw attention away. And instead of like having everybody crammed into that back room, like this feels like a bad spot for literally everybody in the room. And maybe I can do something to change that. Okay. You know what? I'm gonna shoot them. I'm gonna shoot the guy who spoke to me who was super pale. He seemed like the leader.
Right.
That's right.
I think I should just get him while the getting's good. With my crossbow. And worst comes to worst, maybe I can run away and they'll follow me.
Yes.
Okay, so I'm gonna shoot him with my crossbow, add my sneak attack bonus because I'm sneaky. That's a 17 to hit.
Okay, 17 to hit does hit.
Oh. Okay, so let me do my initial damage.
But wait, deflect missile. It's a reaction that this guy has. In response to being hit by a ranged weapon, the adept deflects the missile. The damage is reduced by 1d10 plus 3.
But does he know because I'm sneaking?
Well, that's a very good question. But this, I'm going to read it at the letter of the rules. It doesn't say that he needs to be aware. It just says, in response to being hit by a ranged weapon. So I'm going to say that at the moment it's coming near him, he can feel, you know, Granor can feel, his skin is so tight on his skull and his frame that he can feel the movement of the air as the crossbow bolt hurtles toward him. And it picks up on his monkly instincts. And how much damage do you do? Tell me that.
That's 15 total.
Okay, so he only deflected. He doesn't deflect it. He does. He gets rid of some of the damage, but not all of it.
And Skund is in the middle of being like, the jurisdiction of the island is very clear, as his eyes go wide as he sees what big is it. And then...
Here's exactly what happens. Skunt is yelling at him. Suddenly a crossbow bolt comes flying at this guy. The guy turns to try to grab it, but in fact it cuts his hand really badly. And he's like, and he's like, intruders! Neutralize them! Now it's on. It's really on. The combat is on. And now we turn to Kina. Kina, it's all happening.
It's all happening. Is the ceiling high enough for me to be flying so that I do not take any damage from the... Although I'm resistant to fire damage, but this isn't fire, it's his blood.
Yeah. Kina, you can kind of float a little off the floor with your wings so that you're not getting, like, knee-deep in dragon magma. I can also tell you, Kina, just in case it's important to you, there's... or anybody else, there are two doors into this cell, which you have now noticed... Now that you're in the cell, okay? So if someone wanted to go out this way, they could. That's just one option. The dragon blood on the floor is a danger to people that are in it, as we just saw from Fish. So,
I would like to fly over Thanu and give him the greater healing potion.
That is a great idea. Kina, we'll just move you kind of on top of Thanu here. You give him the healing potion, and you're kind of like feeding it into his enormous, massive maw. You feel good about it. You feel like it's maybe helping him, because as you're doing this, you see his eyes are kind of going from slits to kind of opening more. These big brass sort of orbs in his head are kind of picking you up, like they're focusing again. Like the eyes were like super dilated, and now they kind of are focusing in again. And that was Kina's turn, and now the monks shall act. And the one that was hit by... he's like, neutralize them! And two monks immediately... let's see if they can find Bic. Bic, do you know what your hide... Your hide... Did you attempt a stealth earlier?
Yeah, I was stealthing.
Do you know what you rolled again? Or did you roll for it?
I didn't even roll. Let me roll now.
Let's roll for it, yeah.
Oh, that's not going to be good. That's only a 10.
Only a 10. Okay, let's see how they do. They did better than that. They rolled a 14. And so they immediately know who was sniping them from behind. And Vic's these
like,
two...
Who did that?
Yeah.
Who
these
was
two,
that?
These two monks that you met originally outside come running directly for you. And... cover you on two sides.
Oh, no.
You can tell that they're good at coordinated movement because they kind of look at each other, nod, and then run to, like, either side of your flank. One of them does, like, a couple, like, backflips to get to you. And then when they arrive there, they take a really, really intimidating pose. And one is going to make three unarmed strikes against you. Natch 20 on the first one. So, you take 12 damage from that one, and now you need to make a saving throw for me, a dexterity saving throw.
Oh, guys, I made such a mistake. I'm so sorry. Okay, that's going to be dexterity. What's my dexterity? That's a 17.
That's good. You made that. So you're not knocked to the ground, but the wind is knocked out of you for a second from this guy's incredible blow. And that was just the first... I'm sorry. He can't make three because he used his action unarmed strike, which does these special things if you miss these dex saves they ask you to make, or constitution saves. So the other guy will multi-attack you, though. He'll just do damage to you. Here's the first attack. And that is not enough to hit you. And here's the second attack. That one is a 15. Does that hit your AC?
That does hit. Oh, wait. Let me check my little hat. I do have my little hat on. I don't think it adds that much. Oh, no. That still hits.
It hits. Okay. So he is going to do the damage. Oh, that time it was 11 damage.
Man.
Oh,
and he rolled his final attack already as well, and that is a 19, so he hits you again.
I'm going to go down, everybody. This is unfortunate.
Bic, I'm so sorry, but you took a chance, and these guys are nasty. At that time, he only does five more damage with the last attack.
Just puts me down.
Oh, God. Oh, okay.
Man.
Well, I hope people can get to you, because right now, Bic is hurting everybody. I'm going to go ahead and put a little something on you that just puts you down. A little skull and crossbones.
It's fine, guys. I don't think they're going to hit me while I'm down. I don't think they'll do that. They're monks.
Right. Yeah, probably they won't. Who knows what the Thunder Breath Tethian Order have in their philosophy. But right now, that is just those monks. Then a monk opens the door over here, and this other corridor is revealed because they can hear a ruckus happening, and they're kind of opening cell door to see what's happening. So in this other side hallway, we'll just like turn the light on there for a second. And but that's all the further they'll go. They need a moment to kind of figure out what's happening. Let's see. I have two more monks out here that will run into the room where our dragon is sort of bleeding out, and they will immediately try to save, or they will be burnt by the dragon blood. Fail. They both failed. So both of these monks take... they both take 7 damage. Okay. Yep. All right, everybody. They could move and attack, but are they going to do that? I think they move in, and yeah, I think one of them attacks Fish. Because they can see you're trying to rescue the prisoner. They can see that that's definitely what's going on. And so they are going to pull out their fists and hit Fish in the face. Yes, everybody, it's Monk versus Monk here on the Wicked Empire, the ultimate martial arts showdown duel. This guy is going to go ahead and he makes 4 attacks. First attack, 9. Doesn't hit you, does it?
No.
Second attack, that's a 10. That doesn't hit you, does it?
No.
No. Third attack is a, oh, God, 9. And then fourth attack, he gets 4 attacks. And he's missing all of them, guys. Last attack is a 10. Fish,
yes!
You are winning.
Yes! Yes.
What I'm imagining is an incredible, like, ha, ah, ah, wah, ha, wah, he, ha, woo, ha, 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 and he doesn't get even one hit in on you.
Yeah, because Fish is so pumped with, like, saving Thanu that he's just, like, deflecting everything left and right with the bow staff and the claws and all of it.
Yes, of course. Yes. Awesome. And so let me make sure I don't have anybody else that, that can do something. This monk's right in here, but he can't quite get it. Kina, who's flying, or Mother Kana, who's kind of on the other side of the room. He can try to hurt Thanu, though.
Can he?
But will he? I don't know that he will. Let's see. Okay, he's not acting for right now. He's kind of trying to smartly decide what to do. So that's the situation at the end of the monk's turn. And we are going to go back to the top of our initiative order with Skunt. Skunt, who... Oh, I know. Oh, I know. Sorry, I know the thing I forgot to do. What does Granor do? And who does he have to target? Well, he only has our friend Skunt to target. And he knows, because Skunt was like trying to order him around, that Skunt is a threat. And so our friend Granor, he will attack Skunt. I'm sorry for having to retcon. I shouldn't have gone go backsies, but I have
all
to.
Good, all good.
Okay, so here we go. He's going to attack you, Skunt. And here comes the attack. That is a pathetic 11.
No dice.
Here comes the next attack. That time, it is a 21.
That is some dice.
Okay, here comes the damage. Where is it gone? Where's my D8 gone? I've lost it, everybody. I want to do an accent, too. Maybe I'll just DM in an accent. Here we go. That's 6 damage, Skunt. Oof. Here comes his final attack against you.
Don't like
that. And that time, it's a 2. It's pathetic. He doesn't hit. He only hits you once. So, Skunt, you take that 6 damage, and you're dealing with the leader of these monks right now.
Yeah.
So, now, Skunt, it is your turn.
Cool. hey, that's cool. He whacks me. He's like, and I'm trying not to break here. He's like, hey, no reason to get nasty. And now this catapult spell of mine works on objects, but the blood in there is so, we're saying it, there's like a layer of it on the floor. Would I need to contain it in a vessel, or could I get a gob of this hot dragon blood and fling it in the way that I have so many things before?
Do you have Mage Hand?
I have Mage Hand. I could put it in a vessel with Mage Hand, but that would take a whole nother turn. I'm just seeing about that.
So, can you read the catapult spell to me exactly?
It is object, but
Oh, wait, so, I mean, I just want to see...
Blood is object?
Blood is an object. Choose one object weighing 1 to 5 pounds within range that isn't being worn or carried. The object flies in a straight line up to 90 feet before stopping at in a direction you choose before falling to the ground.
Okay, you know what? I think I'd be a bad dungeon master if I didn't say, yes, it's an object! You were going to throw a giant sphere of burning dragon blood at somebody. That has to happen. Come on, let's do this.
Yeah, yeah. Come on. I think... So Skunt is standing right in front of the door, of the room where Thanu is. And I think after getting whacked, he kind of steps back, no need to be nasty, steps to the side, and whatever blood is kind of like behind him in a line where he, so kind of behind his back, that he can kind of scoop up and fling forward into the face of this abbot. His hand just kind of goes back and closes, and behind him in the pool of blood on the floor, you just see, just like you said, a drop of it kind of like gravitate up into the air, and then he just flicks his wrist and it flies forward into the eyes of this abbot guy.
Oh, great. Yes. Do you make an attack roll?
This is a deck save for him, which I'm realizing is probably amazing because he's a monk.
Yeah,
but, let's try it.
He's probably pretty good at that. Let's see how he does here. Okay. And he has to beat your spell save DC, right?
Yeah, he's...
He rolls a modified 20.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, he gets out of the way.
He might take
partial damage. Let's see. On a failed save, the object strikes the target and stop moving. I don't think he takes anything.
So I'll just narrate. This giant burning ball of dragon blood comes soaring out of the cell toward Granor, the abbot of this monastery. Granor runs and kips. He runs up the wall to where he's like almost like up to the ceiling to kind of avoid it. And it splashes down in the corner where he was sitting, standing just a second ago. And then he lands down in front of you again and goes, "Wah!" and gets his like hands in battle ready again. Great turn, Skunt. Sorry I didn't yield any damage for you. Is there any place you want to move, or is there anything else you want to do? You have an enemy in the doorway that's preventing you from moving into the cell right now.
Yeah. I might just kind of maybe kind of press myself back slightly against the wall. So I was in front of the door. I'll just be like bang across the hallway from this guy.
That makes sense. Okay, very good. Nicely done. And now we come to Fish. Fish, it seems like Kina is healing your master, but you're now in trouble. You're now surrounded by enemies who are trying to break into this cell. Let's light up this other hallway here. Sorry, I haven't done that yet, where people might be coming in from the other side. You must decide what to do. There are two monks in the room with you and some fighting going on outside. What would you like to do, Fish?
I'd like to attack this monk directly to the right of Fish. And so he's going to first attack with his monk quarterstaff.
Okay.
So. No.
No, uh-oh.
13? Does 13 work?
13 against one of my monks. Let me see. That is not a hit. I'm sorry.
Okay, I'm going to use my bonus action of Flurry of Blows.
Yes.
And I'm going to spend one key point to make two unarmed strikes. So now that I've tried with the quarterstaff, I'm going to whip the quarterstaff back around with my tail to get it out of the way, and then I'm going to try to claw at this guy to the right of me. Here's my first one. I failed.
Okay.
And then the second one is also a 17.
Okay, so these guys are good. I mean, you've never fought hand to hand with the Tethian Order before, and you're impressed, Fish. I mean, your drunken style is almost more than a match for their thunder style, but they're keeping their defenses up, and you're not able to get a blow in.
Okay, I get one more because I spent a key point to a key fueled attack, and I'm going to come back around with my monk weapon. It's going to flip back around in my hands with my tail, and here I go. And 18?
18 is a hit.
Oh, thank God. All right.
Yes.
That's 12 points.
12 points. Okay. Nicely done. 12 plus.
Oh, okay. Yes.
Nicely done. So you finally like, they're matching you blow for blow, and I think suddenly your tail comes around and smacks them with the final blow to get across their defenses. Skunks, did you have something to add? I heard you say
No, I was just begging Fish to save us. We're very fragile.
Yes. All the spellcasters and rogues need your help, Fish. Now we come to Bic. Oh, Bic, it's time to make your first of three death saving throws.
Yeah. Okay, oh. Here it goes.
Oh, man.
Okie dokie. That's a 15.
A 15. That's good. That means the first one, word stabilizing, is good. And so now we come to Kina, it's your turn. Oh, and by the way, Kina, on your turn, I can tell you that suddenly Thanu is like slowly, shakily rising to his feet.
Yes.
And his folded wings are starting to stretch out, and everybody can hear him go, "Ugh!" Okay, Kina, it's your turn.
Seeing Thanu's wings start to unstretch, I look over up to the monk that's in blue and white that's guarding the door. That's the one that Bic was fighting against.
Yeah.
And Kina will bare her teeth and swoop down with a screech, and still hovering above, she's going to swipe her her long sword at him.
So we're talking about this guy that Fish also just hit, right?
Yes.
Okay, great.
He was blocking that door. So she's going to swipe at him with his... Oh, I got a nat 20. Ooh, she's going to... couple of things happen now.
Okay, great.
Before I roll damage, I will say, because it's a critical hit and it's slashing damage, I have the slasher feat. So it reduces... Whatever happens, if he's alive, it'll reduce his speed by 10. And because it's a critical hit... He is grievously wounded and has disadvantage on all attack rolls.
Yes.
But let me roll that damage real quick.
Okay.
So it's 9 points. Is that doubled, or do you make me roll twice?
I want you to just double it.
Okay, so that's 18 points of slashing damage.
You kill him. Handily.
Yes.
Excellent.
You go, come jump. It's like the dragon comes to life, and then Kina comes up over the dragon's wing, brings her sword down and through this guy. And because of your nat 20, I'm going to allow you to even attack again if you'd like.
Yes!
Yeah.
Yes. So there's another guard, correct?
Yep,
that's to his right, and so I will just slash right at that at him again. That is a 19 to hit.
That's a hit.
Yeah.
And that is 10 points of slashing damage. His speed is also reduced because it's slashing.
Yeah.
Can I still bonus action Shield of Faith myself, or was that my...
I'll allow it.
Okay. I'm going to just quickly do that.
You haven't used your bonus, so...
Yeah, so I'll bonus action Shield of Faith on myself.
Yeah, I gave you a free attack for the nat 20, and then the bonus action is the Shield of Faith. So after you slice through one of the guys and then stab into the other guy, suddenly this Aegis... Am I saying that right? Aegis... Aegis Ross, which is it? Aegis?
I assume it's Aegis.
Aegis. This Aegis. Yeah, let's say that. This Aegis of power floats, you know, in the air around Kina. You can see like the sacred symbols of her order are suddenly visible as she reaches the sainthood of vengeance level of holiness that is her her right. Okay, that was Kina's turn, and now we come once again to the monks. So good thing we took some of them out of the equation. Let's begin with these monks out in the hallway all going for Skunt now. One,
great.
Two, and our friend the Abbot are all going for Skunt. These guys are going to try for this special attack that like knocks you down or stuns you.
Cool.
And so let's see how they do.
Three on one, real mature.
First attack. Unarmed strike. Oh, that's a 3. So plus, an 8 doesn't hit you, does it?
Nope.
Nope. Okay, now the next one attacks. He throws his fist forward for an 18, a modified 18.
And it meets in midair what looks to be just like a spray paint stencil drawing of protective energy as Skunt throws up his shield.
Skunt's magical shield looks like the Clash album cover.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
exactly.
Finally, it is Granor the Abbot's turn, and he ain't fucking around. Here we go, Granor. And he is fucking around. I was wrong. He is fucking around. He's gonna... but I said they were all gonna try to just, like, use these attacks on you that knock you down or knock you prone or make you stunned, and they all sort of failed. Just the one got through to your shield. So good thing you had that shield up. So they're doing that. Then the monk that's still alive inside the cell with Thanu is going to attack Kina. And he's going to do three attacks. Here comes the first one. Miss. Here comes the next one. That time he rolled an 18. Does that hit your AC?
That does Kina? Not. No, my AC is now a 21.
Holy shit.
Yes. Come at me, again. Bro.
That time he got you. 23.
Yay!
I hit someone.
No.
Boo!
Boo!
Boo! Wow, you guys can boo, but I feel like the audience is with me in terms of this being your party.
Interesting how you would think that, Jared.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Okay, so here is your damage, and it is 7 damage.
All right,
take 7 damage. This guy, he's not really hitting flesh. He's just, like, battering against your armor. And I guess he's shaking you enough to actually do 7 damage. Now we have these two monks out here that have looked in and seen that there's trouble. And, they are moving into the room. One of them moves into the room. There's only really room for one of them. And he attacks Fish. And he's going to attack Fish with the three flurry of blows attacks. His fist goes forward. Hi-ya! Miss. Then his other arm comes around and a chop. Yeah! And that's a miss with an 8. And then finally, he leaps into the air and does a spinning cyclone kick against Fish and rolls a 4. He is not connecting with Fish at all. Okay. Then I think that the last thing that happens is Mother Kana tries to escape from the cell. And let's see how she does. She's going to try like a sneak to get out of the cell. Yeah, she rolled a 19. Mother Kana slips down this hallway, everybody.
Sneaky.
Well, well, well.
2, 3, 4, 5. Yeah. Okay, so she has slipped down that hallway and away from you all. And that, I believe, is the end of the... Oh, this monk will move in and be like, what's going on? Okay, and these monks will start to go, hey, what's happening? And start moving toward you as well. So the entire school is now being alerted to whatever's going on here. And it's up to you guys to get out of this very, very tricky situation. But I'm going to do one last thing. I'm going to say that outside, somewhere in the compound, you hear a terrifying roar.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-mm.
A roar that could only belong to a blue dragon. New round, Skunts. What do you do?
Oh, Bretta. So I'm surrounded on three sides by these ding-dongs. That's not fun. I don't care for that. hey, I don't care for that. I fell in half as much. God. It's so tough to, because if I try to move away, they can attack me, because they're so close.
Yeah, they'll get opportunity attacks against you, all three of them, if you move away. Oh, without, but you could disengage.
Yeah, I think I might just. That's it. I'll disengage. Hey, that's it. Thanks. That's the ticket. I'm open to just Skuntis is surrounded at his front, just off to his right and fully to his right. He just warded those blows, and now I think he disengages by rolling off to his left. I kind of jump through the get in the door. Well, oh god, yeah, get in the door.
Okay, yeah, you're on top of the body that Kina left there. You step into the guts of the guy she just cut in half.
And maybe that's when Skunt looks up down the hallway to see these guys turn toward him, and then sees like Bick's hand or whatever down the hallway, barely clinging to life. It's like, oh no.
Oh yeah. Oh, you just realized that you've left Bick behind,
and that's all I can do, right? I believe
that is. That's about all you can do. You disengaged and then you moved. Okay. A nice turn. And now we come to Fish. Fish, what do you want to do?
Whale.
A whale on this dude.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm going to do. I'm going to wail on this dude.
Okay, go for it.
All right. All right, I'm just going to just do it. I'm going to attack him with my quarterstaff. And it's a 12. No, 12. It's a 12. 15.
15 is a hit.
Yeah.
Oh, great. Okay. It's a 7 for 7 damage.
7 damage.
And I get to hit him again.
Okay, great.
But this time with my claws, so I'm going to whip that staff around with my tail. And I get him for 24.
24 is a hit.
Oh my.
For 9.
9 yes. More damage. Nicely Kill done. Him. You haven't killed him, but you are beating the living crap out of him. I think that something has caused his guard to weaken. Maybe he realizes he's up against a superior foe. Maybe Fish's weird whiskey breath just weirds him out. But either way, he's falling back a little bit against Fish's flurry of blows. Is that all of your attacks, Fish?
That's it for now.
Okay, great. Nicely done. And then we come to Bic. Another death saving throw, please.
Okie dokie. Here I go. Was off the box. That's a 2. That's a fail.
That's a fail. Okay, so you've got 1 to the good and 1 fail. I'm keeping track. Bic. Fingers crossed, Bic. Fingers crossed. Will I kill another character? Find out.
Oh, man.
This week's Wicked Empire.
No.
All right, that is Bic. Bic, we hope you survive, but there's every indication that you will not. And now we move to Kina. Kina, you're in a jail cell that with a floor covered in molten dragon blood and the dismembered corpse of your last opponent at your feet. What do you do?
Has Skunt entered the room at this point?
Skunt is in the room with you guys.
I'm kind of squatting on the body of the guard or the monk you just eviscerated there in the doorway.
Yeah.
Skunt, where's Bic?
She's in a bad way. Dying down the hallway.
And I will swoop whilst I want to fly past until I see Bic. If those guards have to take an opportunity attack, that's perfectly fine. But I'm going to try my best to fly over to Bic at this point.
I think that this being a little hallway and these guys, we have established that they're pretty good at aerial acrobatics. I'm going to give them opportunity attacks.
Yep.
And so here they go. Kina, you can go ahead and move your character to Bic, but here come the opportunity attacks. The first one is a measly 18, not enough to hit you.
Nope.
The second one, that one is a 21.
Meets it, beats it.
That meets it, and you deal 11 damage from that one.
All right.
And then the third guy goes, oh, that guy got a 22.
Oh, man.
And he deals...
We might be
God.
Both down.
I'm rolling so well. He rolled an 11 damage against you as well.
Oh, God.
Oh, no.
Are you down too?
Not yet. But
okay.
Close.
Oh, my God.
Okay. Everything's going to be okay. Everything's going to be fine.
You think you can just fly past these guys, Kina, and you fly out of the hallway, and they all start doing these like super like high kicks that like connect with you as you fly past. And you feel pretty bruised when you land. You kind of crash land beside Bic. And what do you do when you get there?
When I get there, I am going to lay on hands,
mm-hmm.
which is my one action. I wanted to give you the full 20, but I am down so far that I need to save a little if I could do for myself. But yep. I will give you, I'll give you 15 points.
Oh, thank you so much. That is amazing. Oh, my God.
And, Kina, we've established that Thanu kind of acts on your turn. And so, as you do that, as you lay on hands and the warm power of a Catra, the white tiger bride, soothes Bic's wounds, as that happens, you hear and feel an even greater warmth emanating from the chamber behind you. And a great golden glow starts to come through the doorway. Skunt is silhouetted in it. as finally Thanu quits fucking around. And yes. I'm going to rule that Thanu attacks the monks coming in from the other side here with Let's his go. Breath.
Yes!
And that's one failed save. That's two failed saves for the monks that are standing in this side, on this side of the hallway. Not the way you came in, but they came in through the side door here, and suddenly just this enormous like blast of like light like blasts out of Thanu's mouth and sears these guys, like ripping off their monk robes and their flesh, and they're like, "Aah!" And let me see how much damage our friend's thing does here. His breath will do 12d10. Does anybody have 12d10s on them?
I can.
I could do it on a
digital dice roller.
Yeah, it's your party. Go ahead and give me a 12d10 roll.
12d10. This rocks.
Yeah.
And how do we do?
Did you do it, Nora?
I'm trying to figure out how to do multiple.
Good news. I got it. Okay. Okay, you got it. Now, who's rolling? Is it me? You? No, you go. Okay, you go.
I don't mean to be, but I did use a digital dice roller. The quantity of damage is 69.
69!
Nice. Pleasure dice!
What? This dice roll has replaced 69's earlier slang meaning. And if you don't know what that meaning might be, you're on the internet. Go and find out. But now a 69 is something that the Wicked Empire players yell out when they do massive damage. 69, bro! And I can tell you that both of these monks are completely like immolated in the blaze issuing from the brass dragon Thanu's mouth. And Thanu is now up on his feet as well, ladies and gentlemen. Yes. So the tide is turning. He roars, and you hear his roar answered by something outside. And Thanu's going to move now. He bursts through this doorway, ripping down part of the wall. He's looking for a way out. And Mother Kana is right in his flight path. I wonder what's going to happen with that. Mm. It is the monk's turn, and actually, I'll have Kana go right now, too. She runs as fast as she can away from Thanu and into here. These guys are dead. I'm just going to remove them. And let's see. Who's left? Oh, there's a lot of monks left here. But Skunt is blocking their path in. So they're going to get to either side of Skunt and attack Skunt. No. And this guy's still alive, too.
Jerks.
And he doesn't have... Oh, he can help this guy fight with fish. There we go. All right, here we go, everybody. First, let's have three attacks against Skunt from the Abbot. First attack, miss. Second attack. God damn it, that's a natural one. I think the Abbot is the Abbot's so scared by Thanu that he's not really concentrating. And I'm going to say he stops attacking at that point. But I am going to let his two pals try their silly little silliness. And they attack... Miss. Attack. Miss. Attack. Miss. You won't believe the amount of threes I'm rolling. I'm getting rid of this D20. And here comes the other one. Attack. Miss. Attack. Natural 20. So...
Not to make up for it sooner or later.
11 times 2. 22 damage, Skunt.
Okay. Skunt is hanging by a thread.
And here comes another attack. And
you said you said 22 or 23 damage?
That 22 damage. Okay. And he misses his final flurry of blows attack.
God.
Skunt, you are keeping the exit covered here. And so now the guys that are inside, I think this guy was just taken out. Yeah, this guy, let me just put these guys are out of commission because Thanu just flame roasted them. Thank you. I can get the word out of my mouth. Okay, but this guy's still alive, and he attacks fish. This guy's a little bit more of a danger to fish, and he's going to use his constitution stunning attack. And he rolls a natural one. I think that he was also kind of scared by Thanu with that natural one, and I'm going to rule he automatically fails a save against slipping in the dragon blood and being roasted by it. And he just took enough damage to make him think twice about messing with you again. So here he is. Do I have any other monks? Oh, I have these guys. Oh, I have this guy out here. He's not going to just let Kina heal Bic. He comes and he attacks. Here he comes. First attack. Oh, that's good. He rolled a 22. Kina, if I take you down, I am sorry. Here we go. That is going to be 7 more damage.
Yeah, I'm down.
Oh, man.
And then he's going to turn to Bic and attack her because he's like, and then he's like, and he jumps at Bic as well. And he attacks. That's a miss with a 14. That won't hit you. He has one attack left, though. And that one is a, that's a 17. Is that enough to hit you, Bic?
That does hit.
Okay, here it comes. I take it back. I roll pretty well, actually, in the end.
Oh, man.
And that is going to be a 6 damage to you, Bic.
Okie dokie.
All right, the monks aren't giving up easily. And our friend Thanu has escaped, though. I'm going to just stop combat for a second. Because I think it's about time to end the episode. But the last thing I want you guys to know is that we cut away from our heroes for a moment. As Thanu decides, fuck it, I'm just bursting through this wall. He just tears out of the building into the courtyard, and that is when he is met by none other than this enormous blue dragon. Teffy has arrived. He lands in the middle of the square. The monks,
dragon fight!
Back up in horror. They can't believe that Teffy is here and that Thanu is escaping. They kind of cower in fear at the awesome power. Teffy roars. Thanu answers it. And they clash with each other. Energy is cascading off of them as fire and lightning and earth shaking, bone shattering blows impact each other over and over. Meanwhile, in a hallway nearby, Kina bleeds out. Bic tries to get to her feet, and our heroes are surrounded by evil Tethian Order monks. What will happen? No one can say for sure, but we will find out on the next episode of The Wicked Empire. Good luck, everybody, and good night.
Pray for us.
Night, night, yeah. Night.
Okay, bye.
Bye.